A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 13th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the world's number one sport, soccer. And of course, our focus is the Africa Cup of Nations to kick off in Gabon, featuring the Warriors of Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Africa Nations Cup, the 2017 edition.
New look Ivory Coast are preparing to defend the Africa Cup of Nations, which kicks off in Gabon on Saturday, fired up by encouraging results and impressive form from new recruit Wilfred Zaha. But Zimbabwe, which is in the so-called group of death, says it will too fight to wrestle the title from the Ivorians.
After a 10-year hiatus, underachieving Zimbabwe are finally back among the big boys of continental football after qualifying for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tirauti tingeti chitarisa nezve chikwata che Zimbabwe. Ma Warriors vari ku Gabon uko kwa vari kutamba ne Algeria nemusi weSunday. Fembera itinzwe, tirauti tingeti chitawara nemikuti munoona sei mutambo iwoyo Zimbabwe ne Algeria. Zimbabwe inobudirira here. Uye kabudirira inenge yahwina nezvibodzwa zvingani uye kuma kwikwi aya tirakudzwa kuti munofunga kuti ndechipi chikwata chingasimudze mukombe weAfrica Nations Cup uyo une chikwata cheIvory Coast parizvino Gibbs.
Yeah, apa talabati ngeSaturday kuya few blessing. Kwava kutabuka iblukwe isicathulo njalo sikhale phezulu. So Zimbabwe, Algeria, Senegal, Tunisia ku group kona pana group B. Ngazani sibili kutwa group of death. So sifuna kuzwa ngani zulu kandaba kuti litini ngomdlalo lo obuyayo. Ubuya ngomgqibelo ngeSunday isonto eh so ke nxasikangela ke ama Warriors athe seza fika khona ngale Gabon badlula eCameroon basha 1-1 eyawonde le Cameroon anthu azama ama indomitable players kudala kwawo sibili kulabo Jamila
babekitagita labanye makanaki
anthu yabona kwakuphiwa lapha na blessing kwathesi ke kungani ya kungani week iloko zeni Cameroon so singazi ukuthi iZimbabwe iyayiza njani kuna ngale kodwa Senegal kuzobwe Tunisia le Algeria kunzima mfowethu.
Of course before we entertain Koza, let's have some music Gibbs.
Yeah, kujalo.
Team from Southern Africa at the 2017 Gabon African. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the only team from Southern Africa at the 2017 Gabon African Cup of Nations Finals Tournament, the Warriors of Zimbabwe!
Oye, baba, magadinche, magadimzoro, manora, sigamigono, si yavani meso manyuru hoye hoye baba bagari nje bagari nzuru simuza mkombe.
And as always, they are smartly dressed in their black and gold kit as they are led by their Minister of Sport and Recreation, the Honorable Makoseni Hlongwane, Zipa President Captain Fiasco Philip Chiangwa, and Zipa Benefactor Wignell Kivayo. Following behind is the Warriors head coach Manapu Kalisto Pasua and his technical team of assistants Matibaba, Solta Minuka, Mr. Cooper, Mufali Masuku, Whitehead Richard Swatwa, and General Manager Mutene Sanwa Sharif Musa. And here are the players who sealed qualification with a game to spare, with a thumping 3-0 victory over the Flames of Malawi at the National Sports Stadium. Chitate Tatenda Mugurula, Ika Donovan Bennett, Nairobi Hadmai Jirekwi, Bazonismo Basera, Jasi Costa Namoinesu, Determinator Elisha Muraiwa, Bisto Blessing Moyo, Manero Chines Hadebe, Mute Willas Katande, D. Maria Mavilas Nakamba, Kamaldino Kamapilia, Nkembe Kudama Hachi, Mateo Matthew Rusike, Deco Danny Piri, The Smiling Assassin Knowledge Musona, Fire Tenda Indoro, Spindy Pindy, Kapet Malajila, and Foba Ivans Rusike.
Ande, ande, ande my warriors, anazavo zloro bamba tivo na chipinda.
That's inspirational music there for the Warriors by none other than Ja Preza and Chausa Mabika. I think Zimbabwe's number one commentator, though when it comes to sports analysis, I think Muzi Wetu takes the gong.
I think so. Muzi is always a star, you know.
Indeed,
and I think we've got him right now, right?
Yes, yes, yes. We have Muzi, one of the, if not the best, soccer analysts in Zimbabwe. Muzi Wetu, good evening.
It's a very good evening to you and good evening to all the listeners.
Thank you so much, Muzi. I hope our listeners are doing good. Gibbs, you
now, can Muzi, start the ball rolling. Sunday is the big day. Sunday is the big day, Muzi. And what do you think is going to happen to the Warriors?
Well, I think obviously the Warriors are going to put on a good show. Mm-hmm. I think this is only our third appearance at the Nations Cup in what is the 31st Nations Cup. So we have been out of it for close to 11 years, over a decade. And obviously to go there, it's something that is very special after 11 years. So I think it's important for the Warriors just to go there and enjoy themselves. And hopefully, as the followers of the Warriors, we don't put them under any pressure. We should be celebrating just making it to the Nations Cup. Going back to the Nations Cup is what is very important at this stage. And let's just let the Warriors go and enjoy themselves. And in the process of enjoying, who knows, they might surprise one or two people.
Mm-hmm. But as usual, the preparations are always bumpy. Muzi Wetu, this is a top-notch tournament, and Zimbabwe's preparations, you know, were a bit chaotic. Will this not affect their play?
It might affect their play to a certain extent, but I think we have seasoned players. We also have a seasoned coach. In terms of the way they have performed in the build-up to Kapo, I think we need to appreciate that it has not been the easiest of the road in terms of preparation. And whether it's the right thing or not, each time there is controversy in terms of preparation, they tend to do well. Remember their first trip in terms of the road to Kapo, they had to travel to Malawi, and there was also the issue of allowances, teams in their flight, and it ended up going to Malawi by road. And many thanks to the bus company that managed to ferry the Warriors to Malawi, because it is those three points that played a big role in terms of breaking the ground for the Warriors in making it to Cabo. So it has not been the easiest of the road. They went there and managed to record a 2-1 victory. And as they continued, remember they traveled to Swaziland, they had to go to Joburg, fly there from Joburg to Swaziland, and also to go by road to Swaziland. So it has always not been the best of the preparations for the Warriors, and they have managed to handle it very well in that game. And it is my hope, given the way they played in the friendly against Cameroon, that spirit is going to be within them. Not that we are justifying the preparation, but all that we are saying is they are not at the Nations Cup. They need to do with the best that they've got and they try and grind something. But no doubt about it, the administration needs to revisit the way they prepare the Warriors, the way they prepare the team going forward, especially in view of the 2019 draw coming out.
But Muzi, talking about the coach, Kalisto Pasua, I think is the second youngest at the tournament. There is a 40-year-old, of course, the Senegalese coach, and Pasua is 45. But the interesting fact about Pasua is that at this tournament, he's the only coach who has not played in Europe or coached in Europe. Tactically, is that is he not going to be out of depth?
I think it does contribute to a certain extent, which is why it is very important for the Warriors just to go and enjoy themselves, especially having been absent from the Nations Cup. But there is also the element of togetherness. I think this team has been together for quite a long time. If you try and analyze the players that Pasua has been using in 11, that also is a result of the team being together. And it is something that he has done maybe deliberately to try and stick to his team. So at times when you go to such tournaments, it is the ability of playing as a unit that can contribute a lot as compared to maybe certain highly rated star players. So that on its own can contribute positively to the Warriors. It is also important to emphasize the fact that when you go for such tournaments, what you need, especially with the group stages games, you need victories. And the victory come most of the time as a result of teamwork. And this is the hope that the Warriors will carry going into this tournament. They just need to believe in themselves and forget about the aspect of European best players, the aspect of European coaches. We have seen a number of European coaches coming into Africa achieving little, if not nothing. So this is a rare opportunity for Pasua, who I must say has already written his own history in terms of the local football. He has written his own history in terms of making the Warriors appear at the Nations Cup for the third time in our history. He has also made his own history by ensuring that the Warriors got to the Nations Cup having topped the group stages and also with a game to spare. So that on its own is his own piece of history. I'm sure you would want to continue with that piece of history and maybe take the Warriors beyond the group stages into the quarterfinals as well.
Masikhangela ke lapha Baba Hadebe, singathi ke ama Warriors ahamba kathesi khona ngale kodwa asejayele yini ukuthi umumo khona ngale lokho ngesikhiwa ukuthiwa i-acclimatization kambe abasuze behitshwe ke ikuthi enxa khona ngale kugcwele intuthu ethize asosihambelani lapo
kuyenzakala kodwa ukusijabulisayo ukubana imibiko esiyitholileyo namhlanje ukubana ama-Warriors wona afike kakuhle khona le aethuva lokubana beke bezilolonge bekhangelele umdlalo lowo owangesonto njalo sike saba lethuba lokubana ke sizwe ukapteni wama-Warriors uWilliard Kathrande eqoqa labanye abe-intatheli zezindaba lapho-ke athe yena sebelungele isande njalo bakhangelele ukubana bethokozise isizwe seZimbabwe. Uchilo njalo kubana kusoke kwabalula kodwa bakhangelele ukubana benze kakuhle. Ngamafitshane singathi ukubana sebefikile namhlanje khona le kuyinto enhle, njalo sebeke bazilolonga bezwa ukubana umoya wakhona le unjani. Kusasa njalo bazabe lokhe bezama ukubana bejayele kusiyafika isonto. Ngithemba njengabadlali singathi ngama-professionals babe sebeyenelisile ukubana kunjani. Kuzanzelela ukubana kweminye imidlalo ukhangele wona lo malawe ngizabe lokhu engikhuluma ngawo bafika phose ngelanga lomdlalo onalo kodwa benelisa ukubana benqobe. So kuyinto engathi abadlali esingathi ama-professionals into okumele beyijayele kuyo. Sikhangelele ukubana ama-Warriors bebekujayele.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Muzi, ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana mnumzana Hatebe. What Mr. Hatebe was saying is that you know, even if the Warriors haven't acclimatized to the environment in you know, Gabon, maybe they are going to choke out a victory, because looking at the Malawi game where they won after arriving on the same day, you know, he says everything is possible, and he says there have been training sessions here and there, and according to him, Willard Katsande, the captain, was very, you know, saying to everybody, we're going to win. So he thinks that everything is going to go according to their plans.
I think we are now being joined by another sports analyst, that is Mo Moyo. Mo, good evening.
Hi, Blessing, how are you?
We are doing fine. How are you doing?
Hello, Mo, how are you?
Right. Mo,
I'm very well.
Tunakumbotaura iyo nyaya yema Warriors barimu chikwata chatingati wafa wafa galoti group of death. Vari kutamba ne Algeria muswe Sunday. Unoona sei mutambo uyu muswe Sunday mo?
Mutambo wa Algeria ndikuona tichikunda 2-1. Kana tichakunda 2-0. Ini ndakatarisa chikwata cha Algeria. Matambiro anoita vakuita vanogara maresevere vachitamba kuti dzavari vachitamba. Unosiyana ende zvinoti nesei kana vachinge vauya kutamba nevakomana vavo vamwe rekuno kuafrica nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pavanenge vachitamba kumatimu avo anamedhaya vanenge vaine vamwe vakomana vavanonzwa kudzidzisana navo zvakanyanya kupfuura zvavanoita pavanenge vazoku national team. Saka isusu manje mukatanda tinge kana kama bhili yatinana nomezemusona vanhu vakatanga kutamba nechabhora kubva kudhara vachinge vana vanhu vanotozivana bhora redu rinenge richifamba zvakanaka chaizvo. Saka totarisira kuti maWarriors anokunda nezvibodzwa zviviri nechimwe.
Of course, that's more there. Gibbs is saying that he thinks that the Warriors will win by 2-1 or 2-0. And he's saying they should not be afraid of big names like Riyad Mahrez of Algeria. Of course, he's the African footballer of the year for 2016. He was recently crowned in Nigeria, but he's saying when playing in Europe, you know, he's surrounded by talented players. It's not the same, you know, when he's playing for the African Nations Cup. And he's saying the good thing going for Zimbabwe is that players like Kama Biliat and Knowledge Msona, they understand each other very well. I remember they played for S's Youth Academy, you know, when they were still very young. So he says there's a, you know, a better understanding compared to, you know, the assembling of players.
If you look at issues to do with and kind of understanding between players, look at the Ghanaian team, you know.
Yes.
Those boys grew up together in an academy. And they understand if somebody has to run into space, they know how to carry that ball. If ever somebody is lagging behind, they know how to steer you to say, man, you have to run or do this. So that's very crucial in soccer. So, Muzwe, do you look at anything?
Muzwe, I think he has dropped.
Oh, he has dropped.
We'll try to call him back.
Yes, let me go to Mr. Momoyo. So, Mr. Momoyo, we see a situation here where Zimbabweans maybe... Oh, okay, I'm told Muzi is there now.
Yes, maybe. Yes, yeah. You can go to Muzi.
Okay, so Muzi, we see that there's this scenario where, you know, Zimbabweans are down a little bit in terms of allowances, you know, all those kind of things. This is a big job, you know. And at the end of the day, if you are not paid, naturally, there's something that tells you not to perform according to certain standards. So is this not going to affect them?
According to the latest information we are getting, that issue was resolved. And what the players had requested, we understand that it has been paid. Obviously, it does affect you one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But I think at the same time, there is also the issue of these are most of the players who have played the six crucial games in taking Zimbabwe to the Nations Cup. And I think they've shown their commitment, and they are likely to continue with that commitment at the Nations Cup, because it does give them an opportunity of work as well of being in the newspapers of Zimbabwe. But also, they are young players in this team, so it does give them an opportunity of maybe even having new contracts with other top clubs. So it does give them an opportunity to shine, and that can make them to do well. But there is no doubt we need to emphasize as well that we'll continue talking about the administration, that it is important for them to address such issues. And one of the key issues that I think FIFA needs to look at is the issue of appointing a substantive chief executive officer who then is going to be the link between the team and the admin. It's very important that they address that gap. And the admin as well, the person who is going to ensure that he's tasked with branding the Warriors to ensure that the Warriors does attract lots of revenue in terms of sponsorship and many other aspects.
Thank you so much. More, of course, we can talk about the Zimbabwe national team, but there are also very good sides that are competing. You have, of course, the holders, Ivory Coast. There is also Senegal. It has star players. You know, my favorite, Egypt. Egypt has won the African Nations Cup a record 7 times, the last time being 2010. In Angola, and now they've Mohamed Salah, who plays his trade for Roma in Italy. Any chance that Egypt might win again its 8th title? Mo? Hello, Mo?
I can hear you. I don't think Egypt are going to win again, necessarily, because they cannot bank on those individuals. You know, if my memory serves me right, they have not had a functional league in the past 2 years.
It's only
that they started playing maybe the last year. So to pick players from there and expect them to do very well at a competition like the African Nations Cup is very, very difficult. Notwithstanding the fact that Mohamed Salah is an outstanding player, but I don't think he'll be able to carry the team. Even with Elneny, the Arsenal player, I don't think they'll be able to carry the team. If you look at Cote d'Ivoire, Senegal, those teams, they've been quite consistent. And I think they stand a better chance of doing better than Egypt.
Thank you so much. Tinenge tine muteereri ode kutanga mafoni ari kuti netsei, uye tine urombo vateereri hamusi kwanisa kutiwana paFacebook nhasi. Panenge pane dambudziko ripo riri kugadziriswa. Gibbs, there's a technical problem. You know, we cannot be on Facebook, so we want to apologize for that. Si tine muteereri ode kutanga vamanga makadi. Vamanga, our caller. Phone yachinenge iri kunetsa here. Vamanga muri kundinzwa here? Nare iri kunetsa.
And if you look at a team like Senegal, who are the Teranga Lions, you know, they've got one of the best records in terms of qualifying for the AFCON. So they are the only team with a 100% record in terms of winning, you know, towards when they were going to the AFCON finals. And they topped that group by 12 points. So this is a team that is very strong, and some people tend to undermine it. And to make, you know, some kind of take another leaf out of it, you know, it is Africa's best team, according to the world FIFA rankings. So it's one of the best teams, and it's got one of the, you know, best players, you know, Sadio Mane.
Yeah, for Liverpool,
that's
yes.
Right. Remember the 45 million take on him. And this is a guy who's very deadly. when it comes to some, you know, free kicks and all those kind of things. So maybe Zimbabwe may find itself chasing shadows there. So let me go to Mr. Mozwe to Hatebe. Baba Hatebe, yabonti iSenegal abantu bangathi iSenegal enxa iqina kangawo kumbe lokhu lalokhu. Kodwa nxa sukhangele sibili iSenegal ile 100% irecord. So ngizokuthola Hatebe se dropile phone. So ke ekade ngikutsho Zulu ukuthi nxa sikhangele iSenegal kukhanya ngazani ke yiyo team ele 100% record yokuthi yathi siya kuAFCON. Yayinqobe sibili lokunye okumangalisayo. Kuzokuthi khonapho kugroup yayo lapho yayikhona yaba le 12 points okudlula leyo eyilandelayo. So kutsho ukuthi i-team eqine okwamagama. Nxa sesikhangela njalo iTiranga Lions le i-team sibili elomkantshi okunye ongazange ukubone. Nxa sesikhangele kakhulu ukuthi e-Africa ime njani, nxa sikhangela ke ku-FIFA World Rankings yiyo phela ephezulu e-Africa and futhi yazitapho zeziningi. Kuzobuya ke nxa sikhangela ama-players ayo kulo baba lo kuthiwa ngu-Sadio Mane. Undoda lo kadlale nje uTielemans. So nxa sikhangeleke khona ngale Liverpool lapha khona bamthenga esuka eSouthampton $45 million. So ubaba lo nxa ukuthi ibhola ungalifaka khompana tuza lepena kube phandle kwepena khompana kumbe ku-18 area kalitshaye nje blessing uTielemans. So ke even lama-free kick lakho uyatshaya njalo ngumuntu okanye ukuthi angathwalisa nzima eleZimbabwe. Kuzobuya lo coach wangkhona Aliso usise. Usise siyakhumbula ngo-2002 blessing nguye phela wathatha iSenegal wayehambisa ku-Nations Cup final imali. So njalo futhi nxa sukhangele wayithatha futhi wayehambisa ku-World Cup eKorea. So ubaba lo uyayazi into ayenzayo. So ke singadeleli kangako mbonazani iSenegal lapha ingazizimanga.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 2017 edition of the Africa Nations Cup. The tournament is being played in Gabon. But why Gabon? Gabon was to host the tournament in 2014 after the Africa Nations Cup decided to move it from Libya, where there was a political crisis. You remember the rebellion that actually led to the death of then Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi. But unfortunately for Africa, Gabon is, you know, there's a bit of chaos after another controversial election won by Ali Bongo. The opposition in Gabon is actually calling the citizens of the country to boycott the African Nations Cup, saying the president stole the elections. Interesting, Gibbs.
Very interesting indeed, Blessing. Facebook ungakabi yenzi khona okungani kuyinkinga yokuthi singeke sa-live streamer. Kulabantu sibela abaningi abangenileyo khonapho-ke basithumezela imilayezelo ukuthi sibale-ke esilakho okunye okulutshwane khonapho. So kulo baba uHandman Machakaile wrote a message here. He says, you know, if we talk about soccer, we talk about the times of Renard Babish. Right now, there's nothing in terms of what the Warriors can do. So that is according to Handman Machakaile. And then I've got another guy, Watson Kualula. Kualula says, well, the German mentor, Fabish, was one of the best kind of coaches. And then at the end of the day, today, the soccer scenario is not too bad, too good for Zimbabweans. And then I've got Kautas Banala, who says, well, yes, people are struggling, but this is the time for Pasua. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got that kind of opinion. And then we've got another message from Thomas, who says, I predict Zimbabwe is going to beat Algeria, why not? Mm-hmm. And then let's see, who else is there? There's Tinashe, who says, well, Gabon, I can't comment because I don't know what is going to take place there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a bit skeptical, you know, like many other people. And then we've got another message from Tinashe Nyatsoka. That was another Tinashe Shumba. Eh? Mm-hmm. So he says, well, you guys, I appreciate what you are doing, but remember, in most cases, use new pictures. You know, the issue of pictures, it says, please get new pictures of the Warriors, you know. So, okay, thank you so much, Tinashe, for that. And then let's see who else came in there. Mtutuzi says, I predict Zimbabwe is going to win 3-0.
Mm-hmm. But before we go to our next caller, Mo, are you still on the line? Ndiva Donga. George. Hello, Mkoma George.
Yes, sir. I'm going to send you a blessing.
Tiripo, tipeo mfungwa zenye ni mtambo we afkonu.
Mtambo, mjizo na waka nada cha hizo. Nungo kumbiro wa zedu kuti tisapote timi edu za kasimba. Tisa wane kukira kuti wanzi. Zara ndo anotandira neshungu.
Saka imi muruguro nga kuenda ununa mtambo we kupi?
Isuti changa lisimu onela kuno ku South Africa kuno.
Muri kuona neshamwari here kana kuti munemuri pamba zvenyu?
Shamwari dzakawanda wanda dzakangodzema dzenzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana, ana Chipinge, ana Mutare, Chimani Mani nekumasvingo uku.
Ndafunga kuti kuri kudaidzwa ana wasu chete kandikati ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay
Wejira weshara.
Oho, ndandashamisika kuti mabva matanga ndiana wasu chete ndikati madhanisa manje kana mangu tikwauya nawasu.
Ndo vari padhuze neni zvikuru sei vandinoshanda nawo mukati memabasa umu.
Aiwa, tinofara kuti muri kudaidza munhu wese kuti munge muchiona ichochikwata ichochi chemawarriors. Murofunga kuti vanokunda here kana kuti pamutambo wealgeria wemuswe svondo?
Algeria ndinofunga kuti vanokunda 2-1 or 3-1 asi mutambo ndodo kuti vakunde 4-1 ndewe Senegal.
Muda kuti Senegal irohwe 4-1?
Ya, irohwe 4-1 chete.
Vakomana, inga gore rino hakuna chakanaka.
Vatambi variko vandinovimba navo vakati wandei.
Ndiana
na kama Billiard Knowledge Musona na Mahachi. Display yavo yebhora yakanaka chaizvo zvikuru sei kana ndichiona muno muSouth Africa zviya.
Ko Ndoro?
Ndoro pane problem chete kungoti akamise bhora rimwe anhu ari kuchema kuti hai hakusina uchamwisa zvito saka zvizvochi.
Maureta zvejuju kamukoma joji.
Hatutotaura chokwadi zvinonda zvonga zvisingasunzwisiko kuti zviri kufamba sei asi haro bhora rakanaka pana Ndoro.
Asi ndozvamaimboita kaajira ajetisawo kare.
Zvinonaka kana tiri kuma87 tozongoti wangomwisa hakusina uchamwisa zviri nani. Kuti kana katangire paminiti rotomwa iyayo hakusina mwe achazokwanisa kumwisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru kwema George.
Taikumbira kana achinge achitomisa ngaamwisewo kana kuma56
zvichikwira
kuende kuma70 zvinenge zviri nani.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Zvakanaka Weshira.
Tinotenda. Of course, that's George there. We are going to discuss about an issue that he raised. Juju in African soccer.
Yes,
he's saying,
yes.
You know, he was talking about his star players. He singled out Knowledge Musona, of course, Kamba Billiard and Kudama Hashi. And I asked him, what about Ndoro? You know, he's doing very well for Orlando Pirates in South Africa. And he says, you know, once Ndoro scores one goal, other player is going to score from Zimbabwe. You know, you remember that was also said about Ajen Sao way back. We'll talk about that. But Mo, are you on the line? Mo, you can hear me?
Yes, Blessing, I'm here.
Okay, right. Mo, yes, before we talk about Juju, let's go to back to Gabon. We said it's a bit chaotic. But remember more, the president of Gabon, though controversially elected, Ali Bongo, he actually invited, no doubt, one of the world's, but my best player in the world, Lionel Messi, to Gabon. And he was hoping that, you know, there is chaos in his country, but he was hoping soccer would actually unite the people. Do you think soccer is capable of doing that?
Yes, soccer has always proved to be a big unification factor. Because if you look at Cote d'Ivoire, when they were having problems, Didier Drogba actually played a big role in making sure that the team would play in the war-torn region, in a stadium, in a war-torn region. And, you know, during the time when they were there was the soccer match day, there was no war. And I believe soccer will go a long way in making sure that there is no violence and there is a bit of acceptance in terms of the presidential election results. And soccer is a uniting factor. It has been shown world over that it's a uniting factor.
That's interesting. Of course, we want to also delve into the subject of Juju.
Yes, yes. More. I know that during your days, there's that thing that you've always told me behind the scenes, that you used to have your toes roasted, you know, in some medicine, you know, in some kind of treatment. So you know, why do people believe in this thing?
Gibbs, for starters, I will tell you that there is juju in football. There is juju. Yeah. And it's so widespread in African soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to categorically deny that I talked to you behind the scenes and tell you that I roasted my feet. I never used juju during my time. I think, as far as I'm concerned, juju does not work.
Mm.
Because if juju works, then we will just get the juju men or the juju lanterns, and then just get them to the pitch and they will play.
Right.
You really can't do that. So a lot of effort and a lot of training and tactics and everything has got to be learned to the players, physical fitness and everything. So juju, to me, it doesn't work. But it's very rampant in African football. And I will not deny that. And I don't even know, maybe Zimbabwe actually has their own juju, but I don't know about that. But during my playing days, we've gone to so many football pitches and we're told not to do this, you can't eat that, you can't do this, you can't do that because of those juju beliefs. And to me, I managed to play throughout my career without using juju, and I can say categorically I did very well without using juju. And there is a need for us to look at a situation where we try to apply the modern techniques of football, not to focus on juju. Because juju, if you focus on juju, then you will lose the whole plot and fail to prepare truly and well for matches.
I guess you still remember Guerra United, Pisa, you know, and their donkeys and all those kind of things, you know. Those are your neighbors, Mo.
There are many other things that you guys as journalists and supporters never see.
Yeah.
But we have seen so many things, my friend.
Mm.
We've seen good chunks of pop at the center circle or at goals. Some chunks of pop you can actually bribe. And there are so many other things that will happen in there. It's all juju, but I think it's all about, it's mostly psychological than factual.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in juju and you believe it helps you, probably it would then, you would actually perform better. But in terms of getting something to make you do better, I don't think that's possible.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Not only in Africa, though, Mo, I think in Europe, I think there are certain rituals that they also do. Maradona, it has some things that he did. But, of course, Mo is saying there's no substitute for training. People must simply use modern techniques, not hope that the juju men will help them. These days, they are prophets with their holy water and oils.
You see, they anointed the whole stadium. And, you know, it's so... You know, I can't even say it. Because at the end of the day, you know, what oil? Why not give Zimbabwe Warriors to win?
Yeah. You know, the oil. And Diva Peter, Dimkoma Peter. Magadi Dimkoma Peter.
No, Diva.
Diva. Magadi Dimkoma Diva.
Hello.
Hey, Murisei. Mkoma Diva?
Yes.
Taurite nzwe tikutaura nenhauye Zimbabwe National Team. Muri kuona sei makwikwi AFCON?
Muri kundinzwa.
Tiri kukunzwai.
Hello.
Taura henyu.
Hello.
Taura henyu Mkoma Diva, tiri kukunzwai.
Hello.
I think let's try to call him in a bit. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Africa Nations Cup, the tournament that will be played in Gabon beginning tomorrow, Saturday. Gibbs.
Let's talk about Tunisia, Blessing. Tunisia is called the Carthage Eagles, and we know that in 2004, they actually won the Africa Cup of Nations. That was a high point for them, right?
Indeed.
And then how did they qualify to go to AFCON? You know, they beat Djibouti 8-1, and, you know, they did a very strong kind of finish against Liberia, 4-1.
Wow.
And then, yeah, they were really hitting, you know, other countries. And then they finished 2 points ahead of Togo in Group A. And then at the end of the day, so the Carthage Eagles will make a record 13th straight Nations Cup appearance at Gabon. You know, they were runners-up in 1965 and 1996, but finally landed their hands on the trophy in 2004. Very, very strong there. So when we look at them, you know, with players now, you know, they've got a very good player who plays for Valencia, and the name is Ayan Abdeno. You know the guy, right? So this 27-year-old, yeah, this 27-year-old guy is a prolific ball juggler, and is very well known for, you know, tearing the opposition to pieces.
But
maybe Zimbabwe must watch this guy.
Anyone who can do it better than JJ Okocha?
Yeah, yeah, but this guy, if you see the way he does things, you know, he dribbles, maneuvers
with the ball.
He takes defenders. You know, taking defenders like Sukuzonki, you still remember what Peter used to do?
Yes,
you just go straight and finish the guys off. You know, I think Mo used to play with Peter Ndlovu, and I still remember Mo was left spread eagle at one stage. Maybe I'm forgetting.
Peter had already gone to Europe.
So now, at the end of the day, it's a strong team as well. You know, let's not count it out. What do we have there?
Tina Mkoma ndiva Komberi Magadi.
Komberi tofara Magadi zvenyu hama dzangu.
Aiwa tiri nani tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Munoona dambudziko riripo rinogona kubata vazhinji. Idambudziko rekuti vanhu tagara tine pfungwa dzekuti tinoziva kuti guru raimbopinda nyoka. Saka zvazvaita ndezvekuti vanhu vazhinji tiri kuvhundutsirwa nemazita ekuti kuna Senegal kune chii kune chii, plus pane nyaya yekuti kuri kutaurwa nyaya yekunzi juju yana chiyana yakambotaurwa yana jendisau nechii nechii. Zvinhu izvozvo chokwadi zvinoitika muupenyu zvinoraramika zviriko, asi chandaitokumbira ndechekuti dai zvaidziraka, munoona murume anonzi Ndoro dai vaikwanisa vaigona kumupinza pasecond half.
Sei murikuda?
Ndinotya kuti akangotanga akagona kupinda akatanga kukanda score tisati taenda mberi kurari zvatovhara tinogona kutorohwa 3-1.
Ichokwadi here ichocho kana kuti?
Aiwa juju iriko, mishonga iriko, hama dzangu hatidi kureverana nhema. Bhozi munhu wese arimo mukati muya anoda mbiri, handiti yekuti ini ndidai pasinaini vasina ndisina kuhwina. Saka nhau iripo ndekuti ndaitokumbira dai vaikwanisa, hatizivedu zvava mafungiro avamwe, asi ini pfungwa dzangu dzadzo rekudai vamukwanisa ka vaimupinza pasecond half. Anotamba bhora rakanotamba zvakanaka. Tine juju tingangoirambe, tine vanhu vakafanana naanzani uye akaita mbiri gwekwerere. Vakangotamba 3 years, juju ine sort of a period inexpiry date. Vakangotamba 3 years kwanzwati gwekwerere from gwekwetu ofisi wati 3 years time no more gwekwerere. Saka nhau iripo ndekuti no kuhwina zvedu pagendo redu rekutanga ratakatangisana neNigeria, ini ndinoona sekuti tinogona kuhwina 2-1.
Aiwa tinotenda.
I'm really sure tinogona kuhwina. Dai taingo maplayers dambudziko ratingagone kusangana ndekuti maplayers edu ane kunyunyuta kwakanyanya nenyaya dzekubhadharwa, ndopangagone kungoita kuti panotisunga. Asi dai zvaidzira taingotamba tine chinangwa, tine pfungwa dzekuti tiise nyika yedu mberi zvisinei nekwatiri kubva kana nezviri matiri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Saka muri kuriona rabu game iri?
Ndiri kufona ndiri kuBotswana.
Ndati game muchaenda unoriona kupi?
Hai, ndicharoona hangu ndiri pamba pandinogara, ndine vamwe vandinogara navo tetichingoona tiri pamba pandinogara.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita hei?
Tinotenda. Regaiti yende kuna vamatamba makadi.
Ndiripo makadi iyo.
Aiwa tiripoti peo pfungwa dzenyu nezvemutambo weZimbabwe neAlgeria kana iwo makwikwi eAfcona.
Pamukombo uyu unenge wakatoumi asi yaziva kuti mapirirano palera takaita kai.
Mhm.
Aiwa zvino zvinoti goona yazvo.
Mhm.
Despite kuti vanhu vakambo maplayers akamboenga achiruma nemakondo aizvo zvinowanika ipolitiki zvinowanika kubvora nenyaya dzokuti iwo unozava kuti munyika medu nyaya dzemari takatoomara kuti tumirewo kama US dollar uko. Vakomana vamboita mari zvinoimbonai vana vakurumwa nemakonzo vari kunomirira nyika yedu ichibve Zimbabwe hatinovatyira ipapapo mbozi tikatarisa kumberi tina vakomana vari muno South Africa mupana kama biriyani hatisi kumutyira ndovamwe vakomana vari kutamba kumhiri kunze kwamuraro handimona nokomana nakatsande aiwa timu yedu yakasimba nemamwe maplayers ari kutamba on the local hatisi kuvatyira nokuti apa chaakutyisa izvino vanhu vari kutya mazita ekare uri kuzviona manje aiwa Zimbabwe iko zvinezvika ndaikuva kuri kunzi ndiri bilioni yaka aiwa ndainini ndaikutaurira kuti anenge agwesa bhora milioni agwesa bhora milioni akomana bhora mberi bhora pagedhi bhora pagedhi unodiwa kudina zvewo
aiwa ichokwadi
bhozi chino chakudiwa izvozvo pakarasika timu yedu kapa uri kuona ndobe kuti kudini administration yakaiswa apa yakatora yakabva kupolitics from politics vakatuma into football andiunoona saka hapana pazvinopindirana politics nefootball makasanganisa zvinhu zviviri politics nefootball but zvisinei ngatingotora zvinhu zvaziri izvozvozvo handiti nokuti adataura nezvokuranze kwakazoiswa vachiyangwa kwakazoiswa vachiyangwa akabva nekupi hana mbobvira atapa bhora kana kuti musuro webhora aiwa ngatipote vakomana varipo tichirangarira vana Sunday Mhofu Maribo naye Christopher Sowell ngatimutsigirei nevatambi vachuza ngatitsigirei timu yedu semaZimbabwes Warriors go Warriors go unoti kudinazvo
aiwa ichokwadi aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa tinotenda
saka mutambo imi muri kunoonera kupi
mutambo tinenge tichionera hangu munoomba mangu izvozvi zvokuti ndozvandakatogarira izvozvi ndakatobhadhara zvokuti hande uchitotanga neramangwana nei ndakatotarisa ndichitoona kusvika ese apere Afcon ese richipera rese kuti dhu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
asi ndinoda kuti kana vakomana vavazombotamba kamo izombotitsemurire kakambokamudhara mukanya kaika wakaziva kakai
kanonzi ana akamachi
aiwa kakakavakomanawobhora kaka
aiwa tinotsvaga tokuroverai
unotirovera bhozi ndinenge ndakateerera ipapo apo vakomana mukadaro zvamakaita paipa papenga udzoka mna handakuzonyatsoinzwa makakanda ukadaro ndibvandopinda
tatoti makanganwa izi
aiwa handikanganwa handikanganwa unenge kurenga
ha tazoona kuti chereni ihombe pamhaka shuwa tinotenda
okay.
Right. Of course, you know, they are saying Zimbabwe, Mr. Matamba and Mr. Kombe before him are saying Zimbabwe might be having problems financially. But he's asking all Zimbabweans to rally behind the national team, and he hopes that they are going to win. Of course, the talk about Juju is still ongoing. I mean, belief we can't say much about that Gibbs
ye ngasikhangela ke abantu basithumenzele umlayizelo ke blessings lo Bernard Sibanda othi silifisela impumelelo igembu lesizwe njalo sonke inengi lethu sabe sikhangela kona bana kuma kubona kude ngesonto sibheke ama Warriors eZimbabwe ebhekanele le Algeria ababuye layo phela inkezo abafana bethu ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Bernard Sibanda kuzobuya ke lo Robson Mwale uthi izanqoba iZimbabwe 2-1 so lapho ke ule confidence emangalisayo ngasisigangela ke ama Warriors blessing Africa Cup of Nations ngo-2004 baphuma first round uyakhumbula baphuma khona ngale 2006 kwaba njalo nje first round njalo baphuma kuzobuya ke bekhankasela ukuthi beyangena ku Africa Cup of Nations baba lama wins kumbe ngati banqoba kathathu baba lama draw amabili siyakhumbula ke eMalawi sibili ukuthi kwaba umdlalo sibili omangalisayo uta maoria zanqoba khona ngale ngoba afika ngelanga lelo ahladlala so khona konke kungani kuyahlupa kodwa ngasikhangela ke ababhalayo bathi uNola Jimsona nguye ngani angayenza ukuthi iZimbabwe inqobe ngoba bayamthemba sibili abantu abaningi kodwa ke nxa abanye beanalyze sibili bekhangela bathi amaoria zaso team emangalisayo kangako yi team elabadlali sibili ye kodwa asobadlali abadlali amaqembu inkalakatha kakhulu bangazama bakuzamayo baphumele bakuphumayo kodwa ke abantu sibili balethemba lokuthi amaoria zengxenye ke anganqoba kodwa ke ngase sikhangela ke lo coach uCalista Bosiwa siyawazi ukuthi ke uthi hayi indoda engena ku Dynamo indoda futhi iyangena kwabe ngo under 23 imqeqeshi kola ngale iwasengena ke kuma Warriors njalo uyaqhubeka esenza khona ukuthi akwenzayo sizikumbula futhi lengubo yakhe yakumbula ingubo yakhe lana i blanket ka Bosiwa i blanket challenge
yaqinise
senziwa so abantu babe khankasela ukuthi ama Warriors azengena kuAfcon so ngani kunjalo ke mfowethu
rigati dzokere zvakare kuna mo uchiripo here parunari. Hello mo.
Ndiripo blessing ndiripo.
Ehe, tombotarisa mo chitarisa wo gadziriro mo Harare mo. Pane kwekuti vanhu vanoenda here kubachinoona nhabvu vakawanda kana kuti hazvina kunge zvarongwa tomboona kune dzimwe nyika kune ma watch party kuti vanoenda pane imwe nzvimbo. Voona ma TV ma screen mahomba aya zvakamira sei Harare pane zvavambonzwa apa.
Muno Harare hapana patanga taronga kuti pachanoungana vanhu asi mukatasa masport bar ese vakatoi advertise bhora iroro kureva kuti vari kunyatsoziva kuti bhora vari kutinya 5 vanhu vanofanira kunge vasvika paposition vachimirira bhora parinotanga saka munhu wese ari kuziva kuti bhora ririko ende pane kafivha katopo because munhu wese ari kubvisisa kuti bhora iroro tichafamba sei saka hatina hedu patingati apa ndopatiri kuonera tese semhomho yezimbabwe tiri muno muHarare asi kwese kunoonekwa kune madhishi vari kuisa mapepa ari kuratidza kuti vari kuti invaita kuti tiuye tizoonera nhabvu kumasports club avo saka ndinodayira kuti masports club ese mazhinji anenge akazara vanhu vachisapota maorian
asi kana ndezvekuti imbotanga watenga 2 madrinks handiti
vamwe vari kuti imbotanga watenga 2 madrinks vamwe vari kungoti vamwe vari kuziva kuti dhani vari kuno akaomera vanhu vese sevari kutaiwa uyai vanoziva kuti pakuzongogarawo ipapo hauzoshayiwo chimwe chavanozongokwanisa kutenga saka vashoma havo vari kutaura zvekuti tangai matenga madrinks vamwe vacho vari vazhinji vari kungotaiwa yai tione bhora tiri pamwe chete
aiwa zvinofadza ramba hako uri parunare mo rega tiende kune mumwe muteereri wedu mukoma John makadi tiripo hedu mukoma John nhare nyinenge isiri kunyatsonzwika madi kumbotifambe zvishoma tichiedza hedu kutaura kutinzwe kuti masvika pane network here asi muri kuona sei mitambo yeAfcon mukoma John
ya mitambo yeAfcon dei dzotasirata vakoma devaitamba zvinetariro vakanyatsotamba tinovasapota tivakurudzira kuti vanyatsotamba kuti nyika yedu isimukire
ndeupi mutambi wamuri kufunga kuti achashura mari wezimbabwe
ndisandaaangoaziva mazita avo but ndotarisira kuti
kuna ana Knowledge Musona kuna ana Kama Billiard kuna ana Kuda Mahachi kuna ana Ndoro ana Nakamba ana Costa vakawanda wanda ana Dani Piri
ndotarisiraandoveaizotamba zvakanakanaka ya
ana Mala Jila
vakaivevainyatsotamba zvikutauti nyika yedu isimukirewo
asi mune chivimbo here chekuti Zimbabwe inokwanisa kuenda kunext round zvinoita
zvinoita
handitika saka imuri kuenda unoona mutambo kupi
handinaaaona patv
mune muri padheni zvenyu muchiona tv
ya
hapana anofanira kubata remote kunze kwamudhara
Hapana.
Tuma face kweze cheshi na kuna makatuni. Hapana hizo. Ah, kurege kwa kwa oma. Wasinga farire bora. Wafarire kuenda kumba kwa mkuma Johnny. Because kushika ma Africa Nations Cup apira. Hadid.
Ya, nukamdambu
hape. Ayo, atinotenda shukuru mkuma John.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so John is a very jovial fellow.
He is.
Yeah, so let's go to Mr. Mau Moyo. Are you still on the line?
Yes, Gibbs.
Yes, so Mo, if Pasua loses the first game, people will say, oh, maybe he's going to win the second one. If he loses in the second game, people will start talking. And losing the third one, I know what is going to happen. Pasua must go. That would be the call, right?
Yeah, true.
So, at the end of the day,
Personally, I don't think we should judge Pasua by the performance at the Nations Cup. Because if we remember well, just getting there was a real struggle. Mm. And it's an honor in itself. So for us to judge him by how he performs at the Nations Cup, it won't be safe for us on him. Mm. But having said that, I also believe that there's no way we are going to lose all the three matches. And I also believe that we are going to go through to the next round. That guy, Pasua, is a very lucky character. I don't know how, but he's got a way of doing these things. And the team always wins somehow. I don't know how, but he's got this tactical ability that he uses, and maybe Juju, I don't know, but he's one lucky guy. Mm. And I believe he's not going to lose all the three matches. For us to say that because he has lost, we are going to look for a new coach, that won't be progressive for us. I think we should learn, and it should be a learning process, and we should give Pasua a chance to build on what he has learned, what he would have learned at the Nations Cup. Going forward, I'm sure you all know that the draw for the qualifiers for the 2019 is already been done, and we also need to start preparing. And for us to now start again with a new person, it will be like starting afresh. So for us, it won't be good to let Pasua go. I think we need the wealth of knowledge that you would have gained during that the Africa Cup of Nations for continuity purposes.
Mm-hmm. But more, is this also not a bittersweet for Zimbabwe in that it qualified for, this tournament, the third time it has managed to do so. But unfortunately, Zimbabwe has already been disqualified from playing for the next World Cup because of the bungling of Zifa. You remember the Brazilian coach, Valinhos, that Zifa failed to pay. And most of the players that are playing might actually not be present when the next World Cup is played after this one. Is this not a cause for concern?
It's really, really unfortunate blessing that we find ourselves in this predicament. But we have to take it as it is. It has happened, and we have to accept this is where we are, and we move from there. And for me, I think the biggest loser would be the players, you know, like the Sonas and the Kamabilias. They may never be able to actually be at a tournament like the biggest showcase, football showcase, the World Cup, representing Zimbabwe. Because by the time they will start, we will be able to play any World Cup matches. Maybe, now looking at their ages, maybe they will not be there to represent us. But I also think it's an opportune time for us, if we are progressive enough, to start preparing for those qualifiers
and identify the players that are going to fill in the the places for the players that are here.
Thank
now.
You, Mo. Unfortunately, no extra time. We've run out of time. We want to thank our guests this evening, sports analyst Mo Moyo, and also Muzuwetu Hadebe. We want to thank our callers and our viewers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend and hoping that the Zimbabwe national team will win. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night and have a nice weekend.